does believe in the Gospel of John refer to continuous faith or faith just in a moment? That's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us. We're currently taking questions from listeners just like you. You can get your questions answered by sending us an email at radio@faithalone.org. Now, just a quick reminder, we have our National Bible Conference coming up on October 26th through the 29th. If you'd like to learn more about that, you can go to faithalone.org and click on events. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Well, thanks for tuning into the show. My name's Sean.
Hi, I'm Bob.
We're taking your questions. Send them to radio@faithalone.org. And here is a question from Scott. And Scott says, I've been greatly blessed by you both in the ministry of GES. Thank you. Well, thank you, Scott. We're glad to be able to be a blessing to people. He says, I've been in dialogue with a brother in Christ, and he emailed me recently about what he thinks believe, the word believe, means in the Gospel of John. And if I can just summarize, it's kind of a long quote.
Right.
This friend says John's constant use of the present participle active or present continuous tense does not get brought out very well in most English translations. In most of the book of John, believe means present continuous tense. So it is not indicating a once-in-a-lifetime event. It is a continuing event. And so basically his question is, can you provide any comments or explanations for that? His friend paraphrases John 3:16 in this way, or he translates it in this way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes and continues to believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. So the question is, does believing in John mean continuous belief, or is it a point-in-time belief? This person says, based on the Greek, it is continuous.
Okay, there are many reasons, Sean, why it is a point in time. So, Scott, here would be one point. If John 3:16 means whoever continuously believes in Jesus until death will not perish but has everlasting life, then you would get everlasting life at the moment of death.
Right.
Because if you ever stopped, you wouldn't have gotten it yet.
Right.
So you're not going to perish only if you persevere to the end of your life in faith. If you ever stop, you don't get it, and you don't have it now.
Right. I guess some people would say, you know, you get it, you lose it, you get it, you lose it.
But that doesn't seem to be what he's saying.
Yeah. I'm not sure if the friend is saying that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not Scott's question. It's Scott's friend's question.
Yeah.
So anyway, your friend's question doesn't make sense. Take, for example, Ephesians 2:8-9, and I'm coming back to John in a second.
Yeah.
For by grace you have been saved.
Right.
That's a perfect active indicative, which means something which has happened in the past mm-hmm. with an abiding result.
Mm-hmm.
So some translations say by grace you are saved through faith because it's something which happened in the past, but the result abides forever.
Okay.
But most translations say you have been saved. Mm. It's an accomplished fact.
Mm.
You can't say that we're awaiting death to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Another problem with this would be the same expression, ha pistuon, which is the participle, the present active participle, is found in John chapter 11 and verse 26. Jesus is speaking to Martha, and could you read that one?
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
Okay, now the words, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
Mm-hmm.
The word believes is ha pistuon, same thing you have in John 3:16.
Okay.
It's preceded by ha zon from the verb zao, to live. And it's combined with the word and, kai. And there's only one article. The word the is the same person who lives as the person who believes. So what Jesus is saying is if you find a person who's a living human being
mm-hmm.
who believes in Jesus, you found someone who's never going to die spiritually.
Right.
They have everlasting life. Now, if you were to say that in order to have this be true of you, that you would never die spiritually, you would have to continue to believe, then you would also have to continue to physically live.
Right.
So if you ever physically died,
right.
you never got it,
right.
which would mean nobody except I guess you could have Enoch and Elijah would have a shot at it.
Right.
Because they'd have to be somebody who never died.
Right. So if continuous faith is required to have eternal life, then continuous life is required to have eternal life.
According to John 11:26.
If that's what the present participle active means.
Right. And it doesn't because...
Yeah, why doesn't it?
Okay, let me give you another example. John the Baptist, once in the New Testament, I believe in Mark's Gospel, is called ha-baptizon, the one who baptizes, John the Baptizer.
Which means he's still baptizing today.
No, Sean.
Because it's continuous.
How many people has he baptized in heaven? None.
So basically you're saying the Greek is a little more subtle than just saying continuous. You can use it in a continuous sense for a past event that is already done.
Right. A participle with an article is typically a verbal noun. It functions like a noun. The one who believes is the believer, the believer in Jesus.
Can you say the believing one? Would that be?
You could say the believing one. However, once a person believes, they stay the believing one even if they stop believing.
Mm.
For example, John the Baptist. He's still John the Baptist, even though he hasn't baptized anybody in 2,000 years.
Right. So maybe we can also say, and by the way, Bob, you have at least two articles. You have at least one, probably more than that, on this at our website, faithalone.org.
Right.
And you can look up continuous faith or continuous believing.
And you can look up the one who believes, or if you have the Greek, you could look up hapistuon, and it should come up. We transliterate, but you should be able to find it on our website.
And by the way, here's a couple other things to consider if you're trying to decide, does this mean continuous faith or is this more like a verbal noun describing what a person has done? The illustrations Jesus uses of faith.
Great point.
All of those are not continuous. They're all point-in-time illustrations.
Okay, give me one.
For example, in John 3, where Jesus compares believing in him to the Israelites, looking at the bronze serpent that was lifted
up. Yeah. And they lived.
They didn't have to keep on looking. They didn't have to look at that bronze
for the rest of their life,
24 hours a day for the rest of their life to be healed of the snake bite. They looked and they were healed.
That's
right
what?
Away.
John 3:14, I think.
So that's one illustration of saving
faith.
That's
good.
Another illustration is the one drink.
John 4.
That Jesus gives to the woman. Now, if the condition of salvation was continuous faith, then that illustration would not work because the illustration is just one drink and you'll never thirst ever.
That is really good because in verse 14, he says that, you drink this water I'm going to give, you'll never thirst again.
Right.
You drink this other water, you got to keep drinking over and over again.
Right.
And then she says, Lord, give me that water so I don't have to come here and draw again. She obviously believes that one drink and it's over.
Right. And John 3, he compares the new birth to birth. That's not a continuous event either. That's
how
a one-time
event. How many
times
is a person born physically?
Yeah.
Every day you have to be born physically or you're not really physically alive?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
So,
and how about John 6:35, where he says, I am the bread of life.
Right.
He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. And the never hunger is coming to him is believing. So he's equating believing with eating of the bread of life. And obviously that's one eating. And it says you'll never hunger.
So I think the illustrations that Jesus uses for faith all indicate that it's a one-time kind of event.
That's a great point,
Sean. Last thing that comes to my mind, Bob, are all of the benefits that happen at the point of faith. There's like maybe up to 40. I've seen lists of up to 40 benefits that happen at the point of faith.
Right.
And then there are other benefits that happen during your life. But at the point of faith, there's about 40. All of those benefits, to my mind, presume a point in time. The new birth happens in a point in time. Your forgiveness of all your sins, Colossians.
Chapter 1, about verse 13, 14.
That's a point in time. Being placed into the body of Christ, that's a point in time event. Being transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son, that's a point in time event. Being indwelt by the Holy Spirit, that's a point in time event. Being justified, these are all point in time events. So to me, those assume that the condition of salvation is a point in time, not a continuous thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I should point out briefly, Sean, that this is made a problem that shouldn't even be a problem because of theologians and even some grammarians. Dr. Dan Wallace is a great grammarian, and he's a great New Testament textual critic. I think highly of him in many regards, but in his Intermediate Greek Grammar Beyond the Basics, he has a discussion of hapistuon, and he says it refers to continuous faith. And what he has done there is read his theology into his grammar.
Would you say that at least sometimes it does mean a continuous event?
You mean a participle?
Yeah, well, yeah, the present.
A present. I can't think of a single example of an articular present articular participle that refers to continuous action. It might, but if it did, what would tell you would be the context. Mm. But typically, if you're looking at something that's going to have ongoing action, it would be non-articular.
Okay.
That's called anarthrous. There's no noun, and the context would tell you the action was continuous, not just the form of the word.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you see a participle and it doesn't have the article, it might refer to time, or it might refer to something like if or although, or it could just simply be attendant circumstance and function like a main verb.
Right.
And so you always have to, I mean, when we took advanced Greek grammar, we would debate in class what a given participle would mean in a given passage, and the professor would allow three or four different correct answers.
It's flexible.
It was flexible, and you ultimately had to make a decision, and he was like, well, these three or four are possible.
Right.
But other answers, he would say, no, that's outside the realm.
Right.
Well, calling this continuous action is impossible, even though some grammarians will say that, but what they've done is read their theology. In fact, what's funny is Dr. Wallace, in his comment on this, says most of the time references to believing is present tense. Only a few times it's in the aorist, which is the past. Well, if it's ever in the aorist, wouldn't that settle it?
Right.
And if it's sometimes in the perfect tense, not the believing, but the salvation, you have been saved, wouldn't that settle it?
Right.
I mean, it seems to me what people do often is read their theology into the text, and I think Scott's friend is doing that.
All right, well, thank you very much for the question, Scott. And again, I encourage you to go to our website. You can look up articles on this subject and articles on hundreds of other subjects. Go to faithalone.org. It's a great resource. Thanks, and keep on sending your questions to radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Are you interested in finding other Free Grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And on the website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Well, tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about assurance of salvation, so you want to tune in for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.